Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Luke chapter 23, reading verses 39 through 43. One of the criminals hanging there was blaspheming him, saying, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same condemnation? We are punished justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for what we have done. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "Amen, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." So far our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have gathered once again to hear your holy word. We pray that through it you would strengthen our faith, pour out your spirit upon us, increase our understanding of your great love and mercy for sinners. Bless us to this end. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, the friend of sinners, dear fellow redeemed. Agree or disagree? Those who do good are rewarded, and those who do evil are punished. Those who do good are rewarded, those who do evil are punished. We have to admit that there's a lot of our world, the economy of the world around us, that functions this way. Our human relationships, our professions. If you do good, you're in general rewarded. If you do evil, in general, you're punished. Just think about human relationships. If I'm a jerk, how many friends am I going to have? Any? If I'm lazy at work, there's a good chance I'm going to get fired. If I work hard, well, maybe I'll be promoted. In general, we want the world to function this way. When we do good, we want to be rewarded, even if we're reluctant to be punished when we do evil. That is the economy of this world. Do good and be rewarded, do evil and be punished. But let's change realms. Agree or disagree, good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell. There are many who approach the realm of spirituality, let's say heaven, with the same economy of the earth. If I do good, I've at least got a better chance of being rewarded than if I do evil. And if I do evil, I can be expected that I'm going to have to pay for it in some way. I'm going to be punished. Do good people go to heaven? And do bad people go to hell? That's a tricky question, isn't it? If the paradigm is that good people go to heaven, will you be there? Well, I would in general consider myself a good person. In general, I would consider myself as being a kind person. But when I analyze my life, truthfully, I have spoken so many unkind words. And even though I may not have been unkind to someone in actions, how many times have I killed them with my inaction? My neglect of the people that God has placed around me to love. And so in general, you may think you're a pretty good person. But if you do a deep dive on who you really are in the heavenly realm according to God's paradigm, then we have to conclude the very opposite. That we are in fact evil in thought, word, and deed. Now you can imagine that's a radical shift in the way that you view yourself. To think of yourself as a pretty good person and then to realize, man, I'm not just not as good as what I thought, I'm terrible. That radical transformation happened next to Jesus while he was hanging, dying for the sins of the world. It's recorded in the words of the criminal in our text. Matthew and Mark tell us that at first both criminals ridiculed Jesus along with the crowd. They wanted Jesus to demonstrate he was the Christ and deliver them from this earthly suffering. If Jesus was the Christ, save himself and us. Get us out of this mess. But something happened. Something happened to one of the criminals. We don't know what caused it. Was it Jesus' words from the cross? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Was it a memory of Bible verses that he'd been taught as a kid and then walked away from? We just don't know. But what we do know is that he was radically changed. He saw himself completely differently. He wasn't an innocent victim on the cross. He said, we're getting what our deeds deserve. He knew that the choices he had made in life resulted in him hanging on a cross. But he also began to understand something much more important. That his choices in life meant he was outside of God's kingdom. His relationship with God was broken. You can imagine as he is contemplating his own imminent death, that took on a real importance. How am I going to stand before my Creator? He knew that he had done nothing to deserve a reward from God. He deserved punishment. But there must have been something about Jesus that caused him to have hope. Maybe there's a chance for me too. And in those simple words, that simple plea, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. He wasn't asking Jesus to bless him, to reward him as if he was a good person. He just wanted Jesus to remember him. And if Jesus would remember him, that would be enough. He would be in the kingdom. He had forsaken all hope of saving himself. And he was simply clinging to Jesus. He had entered a totally different economy. An economy of grace. Economy where God gives what we do not deserve. But it's not just a benevolence from God. It came at a great price. In the economy of God, your guilt had to be transferred to someone. Someone had to pay for what you have done in thought, word, and deed. The criminal found that one. Jesus. As Jesus hung there beside that criminal, he was paying for all of that criminal's misdeeds. All of his guilt was placed on Jesus. And not just his, but yours and mine, and the guilt of the whole world. God's Son, Jesus the Christ, suffered and died in our place so that God could bless us beyond what we deserve and reward us with eternal life in heaven. So do good people go to heaven? No. In a real way, only bad people go to heaven. Only evil people who have been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb get to be in heaven. But thank God that includes you. He does not give us what our deeds deserve, but for Jesus' sake, forgives us and declares to us along with the criminal, today you will be with me in paradise. That word from the cross was a word of absolution for the criminal and for you and for me. Our sins are not held against us. They are forgiven. They are paid for by the death of Jesus. And God's resurrection of Jesus proves that in his economy, he has accepted Jesus' life and death for you. And so I can stand before you, a bunch of evil people with an evil person speaking to them, and tell you with all certainty that you are forgiven and that the doors of paradise stand open to you. God grant you the faith to believe it and trust it all the days of your life. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and humbly confess that we do not deserve your favor in any way, but we thank you that you sent Jesus to take away our guilt, so that we are forgiven and one day we will be with you in paradise. Help us to live every day confident that you love us and will work all things for our good. Continue to pour out your Spirit upon us through word and sacrament, and preserve us in this faith till we finally see you face to face. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.